So we just heard our memory verse. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth. But this is actually the second part of this verse. The entire verse reads, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be my witnesses." This is the promise that Jesus gives his disciples before he ascends into heaven. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit will come and they will become witnesses to the ends of the earth. And today we see the power now of this Holy Spirit leading Paul and Silas to witness. The Holy Spirit has filled Paul and Silas with powerful words that bring faith to many. Paul and Silas come to the town of Thessalonica, and they begin by going to the Jewish synagogue. When the Apostle Paul goes to a new town, he always begins with the Jewish community in that town, if there is a Jewish community that is present there. He never gives up on witnessing first to the Jewish people, and then to expand his witness to the Gentiles and to others who are in that community. He lets his witness go to any who will listen. Now, when Jesus was alive, Jesus proclaimed powerful words, and many could see Jesus' words and actions. They could see how these words and actions came together. And these words and actions of Jesus were a powerful witness for many who followed when Jesus was alive. But when Jesus ascends into heaven and is no longer physically, bodily present here on earth, Jesus gives this promise that the Holy Spirit will come and that the Holy Spirit will continue to bring powerful words. The challenge, though, with the Spirit is that you cannot see the Holy Spirit. People could see Jesus and see how Jesus' words and actions came together, but with the Spirit, the Spirit works through ordinary people. And so it's the Spirit who begins to work through Paul and Silas, giving them words so that they can witness. And it's also the power of the Spirit that is working in those who receive these words of Paul and Silas and who begin to have faith. The challenge is, as I said, you cannot see the Spirit. It's like the wind. You can't see the wind. You can see the effects of the wind. You know when the wind is there, but you cannot see the wind itself. And similarly, you cannot see the Spirit, but you can see the effects of the Spirit. See the power of the Spirit at work. And that's truly what we see, the power of the Spirit working through Paul and Silas as they witness. But we also see in our reading from Acts that the Spirit is at work working through Jason. Jason, who was a person who lived in Thessalonica, who welcomed Paul and Silas into his home, who opened his heart to hear their message and receive the message as well as the messengers with joy. The Holy Spirit is at work in many ways throughout the Gospel of Acts. And we see throughout this Spirit working throughout the Gospel of Acts that God comes to people through people now. And so when words and actions come together, it is the people who are empowered by the Spirit whose actions begin to speak volumes and witness. God comes to the people of Thessalonica through Paul and Silas as they witness through their words and actions. God comes to people as Jason opened his home to Paul and Silas. But one of the interesting things about this is that we are paired this week with our reading from 1 Thessalonians, and so we actually hear that the power of the Spirit has continued to work, not just in that first initial gathering and welcoming with Paul and Silas and Jason, but we also see that the power of the Spirit begins to work in the lives of the believers in Thessalonica as well. Because we hear that even right away, they began to be persecuted for their faith. It says that a mob was gathered and went to go get Paul and Silas, and they dragged Jason out of his house because they can't find Paul and Silas. But that the believers remained strong in their faith. So from the very beginning, those who are believing are persecuted for their faith, but they're holding strong to their faith as well. And so their belief as well as their actions begins to become a witness to other believers. And so the Spirit is at work in them as well. And so we see this in the letter that Paul and Silas write to the Thessalonians. They write, "You became imitators of us and the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord sounded forth not only from you, but in every place. Your faith in God has become known, so that we had no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you." And so we see here that these actions, this welcome and this staying strong in the faith, has become a witness in and of itself. This welcome that they had begins to speak volumes. As we talked about in the Kids in Christ time, when our words and actions come together, those truly become a witness. But even in those times when simply there are no words spoken at all, oftentimes our actions are a strong witness to others as well. Because we find truly that God comes to people through people so that words and actions can come together and our lives become a witness of faith in what we say and in what we do. God comes to people through people. This is truly how we see in Acts that the Spirit moves and continues to move. As we talk about the Acts of the Apostles yesterday and today, the Spirit continues to move through us, move through our words, through our actions, so that we become witnesses as well. We find right now here at Zion that we are a witness as we are reaching out to our brothers and sisters in Madagascar and support the health of body and spirit through the support of a well for Azeda Hospital. Spirit is working through us to help support them. But this hospital is also words and actions coming together as well. The Lutheran Church in Madagascar opened this hospital in 1964 and began to care for people's bodies as well as their souls. They also continue this mission. Last week in our video, we saw that they have a waiting room that's there during the day, but in the morning, it functions as a chapel so that people can worship in that hospital as well. And in a little bit, hopefully, we'll be able to hear Dr. Shahundra share with us how they continue to have worship as well in the hospital to help spread through word and deed this amazing good news of Jesus Christ, the power of the Spirit at work. And that we, through our work with them, support this witness, this welcome, this hospital that welcomes all to heal in body and spirit. We see that God comes to people through people right here in our own community because we are blessed to have built a partnership, if you look right across the street, with Monroe Elementary. And the Spirit compelled us to continue to care for children in our community who are a part of that elementary. And we are excited to see the ways that the Spirit continues to move through our partnership there. But God is moving us in words and deeds to speak and witness and welcome. We continue to see, though, that that's just one way here at our Zion community lives out our witness of welcome through words and actions. But we also have tons of partnerships, and you guys could probably name a number of them. But just a few that came to my mind are partnerships with Habitat, with Interfaith Hospitality, Boy Scouts, with refugees. The list can go on and on. So we have all different kinds of ways that our community here helps in a local kind of way for our words and our actions to become a witness as we welcome and share that good news. But it's not only in sort of this broad global way or even in a community way, but even in our own lives, as we just talked about with the kids. In our own lives, one of the kids said, "You know what? Someone really knows I like them by the way that I act towards them." He said, "Isn't that always true? That our actions often speak." And so many times our actions speak of our care for our neighbors here in this community as we listen and welcome and participate in relationship with individuals as well. As we open our hearts to those who are in need and open our hearts individually to how the Spirit is calling you to come to others because God comes to people through people. The Spirit moved through Jason to open his home to Paul and Silas. The Spirit moved them to witness in word and deed. The Spirit moved through Paul and Silas through their witness. And the Spirit moved through the people at Thessalonica, that they began to be a witness as they continued to welcome and to share their faith, to remain strong even in spite of persecution. And so Paul writes to the people of Thessalonica words of encouragement. But these words of encouragement, I believe, are words truly that are words given to you as well. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Truly, God coming to people through people. The Holy Spirit coming upon you, that you will be Christ's witnesses to the ends of the earth. Where is the Spirit calling you this week? Amen.